It's why the Housing Authority has decided to compete for another award, the Byrne Criminal Justice Grant, before even submitting their application to HUD. Housing Authority planner Paul D'Angelo explains that this would give Wilmington up to $1 million over a 3-year period to tackle poverty, crime, and gang violence.
No matter how good our grant that we turn in when it comes to rebuild housing and taking advantage of these vacant lots and improving the infrastructure in the community, if at the end of the day there's no difference in the crime in that neighborhood, our efforts aren't going to make too much of a difference.
Although the authority unsuccessfully applied for the Byrne grant last year, D'Angelo says he's confident that this year's data will more clearly illustrate Wilmington's safety needs.
Now that the number one star news story about gang violence, the uptick in violent crime and the hotspots in the city, as well as the aspect, the third part of that, which is the poverty that's come out, the distressed neighborhoods. So I think that the data, unfortunately, that's come out in 2013 in the city of Wilmington will actually help our grant opportunities. We have the same problems that big cities do.
The application is due May 6th, and the money would likely come Wilmington's way in August. D'Angelo says the Housing Authority's first priority would be hiring a second safety coordinator and procuring better police equipment. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.